Next applicant is the Optimist Theater of Milwaukee. Let's take a look at the work samples. Maggie, would you like to start the review?
Sure. Their mission statement says they believe that the theatrical arts broaden and enrich those parts of our minds and spirits that are most essentially human. Optimist Theater is driven to reach artists and audiences across the economic, ethnic, and experiential landscape. We educate, entertain, and inspire through creative works of artistic integrity. They produce free Shakespeare in the Park, 12 performances. There's a weekday matinee that's targeted to youth groups, senior citizens, and veterans. They have paid artistic staff, including union-level stagehands. Their educational outreach programs include Shakespeare Inspires, Stories from the City, which is a youth outreach workshop that's new in 2018. They also do To Be Shakespeare Here and Now, which is free performances in libraries and community centers. There was a year-round outreach coordinator hired in 2017, and there's a 9-person board. They have a partnership with the Marcus Center, which provides access to marketing, promotion, and community outreach departments of the Marcus Center. There's a partnership with the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble to recruit minority artists and audiences. There's a partnership with the Center for Applied Theater on their youth program, and they've created a 5-year strategic plan to increase support from individuals and corporations. They state that audiences come from almost every zip code in the county. Their engagement with the community focuses on economically disadvantaged and inner city citizens. Their audience surveys and response forms show appreciation for the work that they do. Many of their board members have teaching positions at local colleges. Their planning takes place year-round, which involves the board, staff, Shakespeare in the Park, design and production crew, Marcus Center personnel, Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, and Center for Applied Theater.
2 minutes.
There are positive reviews in the press. They also look at audience surveys, post-mortems with the production team, feedback from community groups and audiences throughout the year to help determine programming for the future. They have an organizational plan that does lay out their goals for the future. I thought it was a good proposal overall. I would have liked to have seen the audience survey tool. I know it wasn't required, but those are nice things to see.
Ed, your comments?
One thing about the application is they presented a lot of information that in the form of links to get to it, and to me that was a little awkward. I was opening links, and some I had to download to.
Am I the only one for whom links didn't always work?
Some of my links did not work, but
I couldn't access them at 90.
So that to me that was it appeared to be a shortcut way of filling out the application. Just was my impression.
But it was. I mean, it was okay. It's an accepted way of filling out an application. I saw that.
True, but I mean, I've tried 3 of them just now and still can't get linked.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's me.
I don't know if it's a function of the organization or the Dropbox or what. I had trouble sometimes and sometimes not. So I didn't know whether it was a function of the Dropbox.
Did you say you didn't see a survey?
And I can't get.
Yeah, I didn't see a survey.
But they do have a survey.
Oh, they do have one. Okay.
I went for the board list. I went for financial backing.
Other than that, I think they try to respond to the wants and needs of the audience. The mission to bring Shakespeare to the community remains a basic constant throughout the programming. The board is diverse and meets three or four times a year, and being that they're primarily focused, that probably is adequate for what they do. Partnerships include the Marcus Center, the Peck Pavilion, and the Bronze Arts Ensemble. They also mention ties with dozens of diverse community groups, but do not list them. They present things to the community that may not otherwise be available, particularly in the schools. And they offer free workshop program in the schools. Hard attendance data was not presented. There was a comment that it's difficult to interest the youth in their program. They mentioned also networking with Ten Chimneys and the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. I think the goals were outlined, but that falls short of the comprehensive plan. It's unclear how the board enters into the planning process. Those are my comments.
So, just to interrupt for a moment, you talked about the audience numbers. So, were you meaning per show? Because they give audience numbers in the application form. That section C.
In the narrative?
No, in the application form.
Oh, in the application form.
Yeah. So section C is 32 artists directly, adults engaged 2,875, youth engaged 1,065.
Okay, I must have missed it.
Sorry.
Thank you for the clarification.
Sure. You bet.
Other comments?
Well, just for the records, this is what I couldn't get. My links to work. So if anybody else got them, I'd like to know, and then I'll know it's just me. I couldn't get the financial information.
So the 990s?
The link to GuideStar didn't work for me.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
And of course, you know, I love that stuff. The link to the board didn't work for me.
Okay.
And I just tried them again to be sure. Can't remember what the third thing was, but obviously those are the two important ones for me that I couldn't get. So I can't give you my usual number here, sorry.
Was anyone else able to access the 990 or the board list?
Board list.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, Ellie, what were you saying?
I was going to say I really appreciated their commitment to paid artists and also increasing the racial diversity of their cast and crew. I wish I had spent more time on the what difference did you make question. It is very compact here. And they kind of threw out some things that I thought were making a good impact, like their Shakespeare Inspires program, but I didn't get a lot of information about what that looked like. And so that could have been in there, or I would have liked a supplemental education material about how that program functions in the community. So it sounds really interesting, but I can't really assess what it does.
Thank you.
Other comments?
Even there are not. I guess is a best practices or whatever. I think this link to GuideStar is not as effective
as simply uploading your 990.
Uploading your 990.
Okay, so that's good. We'll make that change in the new system.
And while
Dale got farther than me, and still.
While links may be acceptable, I'm not going to say this correctly, but if they would just take the time to paste or copy the link information to the application, it saves five other people from having to go through the link to pull that information in. If you follow my gist.
We're going to fix it in the new system.
Okay. Other comments? Thank you.